Veshovo on the Haggadah, before we start share, it says in the Haggadah, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu Baruch Shenosim Torah Yisrael Baruch Hu. Kenegan Abba Bonim Divro Torah Echad Kochim Echad Rosha Echad Tom Echad Sheni Dei Lishim. So we talk about how Baruch HaMokim blessed is Hashem, that he gave Klai Yisrael Torah. And then we move on to Kenegan Abba Bonim Divro Torah. The Torah talks about four sons, Kochim Rosha, Tom and Sheni Dei Lishim. The question is, what's the connection between the first part and the second part? What's the connection between Baruch HaMokim that he gave us the Torah and Kenegad Abba Bonim Divro Torah? So I heard a very beautiful chat recently. I'll be mapped in with a story that when I was a Barker, a long time ago, when I was in Gates, I used to do something called Camp Simcha. I think I've got something similar in America. Every Friday, I took out a kid who had the Yanamachla. He's like 7 years old and used to play football with him in England, which is soccer. And I asked him once, what are you learning in school? And he told me he's learning Kitzur the Regel. So I said, oh, that's what I'm learning in yeshiva. And he burst out laughing. I said, I'm not joking, that's what I'm learning in yeshiva. He said, you can't be learning that in yeshiva, I'm learning in school, I'm 7 years old, you're in yeshiva. You can't be learning the same thing. And he thought it was a joke. He came home, he told his father. They thought it was so funny. And it's a very interesting thing that when it comes to mathematics or English or science, any other subject, what you learn in first grade is not what you're learning in 10th grade. The subject sort of progresses and you have a whole different textbook and a whole different syllabus of what you're learning. But when it comes to Torah, it's the same Torah, the same Chumash Rashi that they learn in elementary school, that's what they're learning in yeshiva and in kollel at Me'ev Esim Shana. And the same Gemara, the same everything. Because Torah is so deep, Torah is so profound, and at the same time, it can be learned on a very superficial level as well. It's something that is available for everyone. Wherever you are, wherever you come from, the Torah is available for absolutely everyone to learn and still have enough to give them to satisfy them. So that's why we say Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenosim Torah Yisrael Baruch Hu. Baruch is Hashem who gave us such an incredible Torah. Kenegad Abba Bonim Divro Torah. And the Torah is Kenegad, four sons. There's four sons the Torah speaks to. The same Torah that speaks to the Chacham, speaks to the Raja, speaks to the Talmud, and speaks to the Sheni and Dei Lashon. Every single one of them can get something out of the Torah. That was the first thought of the day. The second thought is like this. I saw some, it's a Shlok. His very famous drasha, it says in the Torah, "Shmatim as the matzos, you should guard the matzos." And the Gemara says, "Al tikri as hamatzos, el as hamitzvos." Don't read it matzos, read it mitzvos. The person has to guard the mitzvos, because if a mitzvah is bal yodka, al tak mitzeno. If a mitzvah comes into your hand, don't let it ferment, don't let it go stale. You should take hold of it, grab the opportunity, and do the mitzvah straight away. The question is, where do we see to read the pasuk like that? The pasuk is talking about matzah, it's not talking about mitzvahs. So who told the Gemara to read v'shmartim es ha-matzahs, v'shmartim es ha-mitzvahs? What's got to do with mitzvahs? So the Shlach says, beautiful pshat, there's an extra word here. It could just say v'shmartim ha-matzahs, God matzahs. Why does it say es? So he says es is Rosh Tevis al tikri, don't read. So Ushmartem al tikri hamatzos. You should guard, don't read it matzos, but what do you read it? You read it mitzvos. That's how the Shlach learns that drasha.